The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Do it.
We do it all the time.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, we do it all the time. Yeah, we do it all the time.
We just made a Ramones-based, like a song like the Ramones. We had like one fucking note or two notes.
Can we have a discussion again about the heat? I feel like it's hot as shit here lately again.
It's not that hot.
No. Yes, it's hot.
Not that hot. No.
Yes, dude.
You have a hot shirt on.
No, it's hot. You're not hot?
A little bit.
Look how oily Sal is. I can always tell how hot it is.
That's like a barometer.
It is.
It's natural.
Yeah. And it's not like a 10 on the oily.
This is why you're hot right now. Yeah. Number one, you haven't shaved your legs in at least 2 weeks. I can tell by the little bristles. Number two,
this is why you're hot.
I can see the hair is poking out from under your hat. You haven't had a haircut in a while, have you?
Ooh, that's what
I haven't had.
That's what it is for me.
And
I got fenders.
The late state manscaped.
And although you're dieting, you're still heavyish. So I think that just makes you hotter.
He just called you fat.
I didn't say fat.
No,
I said heavy-ish.
It was,
but he's getting leaner.
Underlying theme.
And he's not fat. He's lean. He's just heavier than normally fat. Is.
Hey, how funny was it when I posted the crazy shredded picture after Sal posted his? How many people
people thought that was like right now. I love it.
I'd be a badass, dude.
Yeah, like whoa.
Wait a minute. When did
like, all I did was like
hold on a second.
Stop eating.
Wait. I was completely fooled. Wait, that was an old picture of you?
Yeah.
No, the one with me in the bathroom, I was fucking diced, dude. The one right before USA's. The very first picture that you posted, and you said, oh, I'm going to start leaning down. And then I posted, I said, I don't know what program Sal's doing, but he...
Yeah. You motherfucker, I thought that was right now.
Come on.
You did not.
For a split, you know why? I looked at it real quick. I flipped through it real quick. I didn't look at it.
Captain
because I was
Gullibo.
Irritated that this motherfucker posted a picture right after I did to show off his shit. So I just flipped through it. And I was like, this motherfucker... This motherfucker. So I'm trying, and I started coming up with ways.
That's a good tactic, Adam. You should use that.
I think I'm going to. I'm going to.
I ramped up my. It motivated me.
Ninja'd him on that one.
I did. Yeah. I totally ninja'd. Didn't even try to.
That's not great. Even trying.
He's probably like 2% body fat in that picture.
Shredded.
Yeah.
Take that in the bag.
It's speaking of ninjing. Did you see my deadlift that I completed on Friday?
Oh, I was extremely impressed.
Let's bring that up.
Still sore. Still sore over that.
Did it get you?
Yeah.
I felt like you pulled it up pretty easy.
I don't know, dude.
Half a car.
Yeah, I was angry that day.
Yeah.
We'll see what happens next
time.
That
works, man. That really...
Getting angry?
Yeah.
It does if you want to hurt yourself. That's how I've hurt myself before. Luckily, I didn't that time.
No. Doug, what do you got for us?
What's going on, Doug?
I was wondering
we're
when you were
going to chat for a while.
I forgot why we're here.
Yeah, we're here to give away some t-shirts.
Holy shit.
Yeah, we do that every so often. But we got only like 14 reviews this week.
What?
Fuck.
I don't know what's going on.
God damn it.
Ooh, nobody was summoning.
I guess that may be it. You know what I mean? So do one of you care? Well,
obviously not me or Adam.
Yeah, Justin always
Justin,
summons.
Please summon.
I don't want to, you know, maybe. Yes. Please, everybody, do it.
Send us, give us a good review.
All right.
I just didn't feel like I wanted to, you know.
You don't want
to
waste
too
it.
Much. Yeah, exactly.
You don't blow your wad.
Yeah, but, you know, let's do it, everybody.
Okay.
Show them what you got.
Yeah, the more reviews we get, the more shirts we give out. So
this is true.
This is how it works. Yeah. Well, we're going to give out 4 shirts to motivate people to move forward and to leave a review.
Maybe that's why we're not getting a lot of reviews, because you're too nice. You know what I mean?
No.
Give less.
So 1 shirt for every 20 reviews.
Give less and tell everybody, look, we're not going to give you more until we get more reviews.
Do you think that tactic's going
to
work?
I was thinking more like give you half a shirt, you get the other half when you get your friend to post
like
a
crop
review.
Top.
That's
See, Adam's,
good idea.
Adam's a dick like me right now. I feel like you're being nice, Justin. I feel like me and him are
no,
being
we want to reward those people who actually did leave
usually
a review.
Usually bounces up.
All right, 4 reviews. Yeah, I mean,
so
4 shirts.
Like
I'm with Doug. Go, Doug.
All right, so I'm going to read these off. We got Corey Froelich, Justin BH, Okolo 007, and the man named Alexis.
Why is that funny?
It's just funny.
It's like boy named Sue.
Yes, totally.
Come on, man. Yeah.
It's
so
clever. I
please
it.
Send your iTunes name.
The man named Porsche.
What?
I don't know. It could be.
Your iTunes name to iTunes at mindpumpmedia.com, as well as your address and your shirt size.
Thank you.
Is that it, Doug?
That's all. That's all I've got.
That's all, folks.
If you want to pump your body and expand your mind, there's only one place to go. Mind Pump. Mind Pump with your hosts, Sal DiStefano, Adam Schaefer, and Justin Andrews.
Hey-ya.
Hello.
Hey-ya.
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 We've hit every culture.
That's the Lion King. That's what I was trying to do.
That's right.
That's what you were doing? No, you weren't.
I was.
Damn, that was horrible.
That was bad.
How'd it go?
Wow. No, the way you did it, you sounded like a Native American chief doing some kind of ritual.
Isn't that how it kind of sounds? How's it sound?
No, man.
It's very different. Two different continents.
Very African.
It's completely two different.
I'm not asking where it's at on the earth.
Two totally separate continents. Yeah.
No, can you do the Lion King intro? That's what I'm talking about.
I can't. I can't. Mm. I won't even pretend because I feel like, I don't want
to. Hang up, I'm a hanger.
And then Justin.
Oh, something like that.
Well, you're a professional singer, for fuck's sake. You better be able to do that shit.
Absolutely.
Is that zero lessons?
You can speak Mandarin, too.
Where did you get that?
Don't make me do it. All right. Sure.
Something like
we're
that.
We're not racist.
No, that's bad.
Edit that, Doug. No, it's nothing bad. He just.
No, I'm just like trying to mimic. That's all. It's nothing.
Bro,
nothing
there's
racist.
There's an old video of my dad being recorded like when it was way back in the day when I was like real young, before my dad knew how to speak English really well, and he would pretend to speak English.
Yeah,
and it was funny to hear what people from other countries think English sounds like. You know what I'm saying?
Oh,
you're just making up words like club, blah, 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 you know? And I'm listening to it like, that's what you think English sounds like? Because it sounds
funny because I thought like it was like that Family Guy episode where he's
doing a tie. Who hasn't been offended yet? We've left anybody else.
We have left.
We got to hit some other cultures.
Give me another one.
Hey,
Wheel of Offensive Stuff.
Is that a Van shirt?
It is.
Oh, I like
that.
Sick,
right?
Where did you get that?
I had to pick it up. It was at the Van store. They had like they're basically doing this whole retro
thing.
There's
a Van store in Santa Cruz?
Yeah, in Santa Cruz, uh-huh.
Of course there is. Yeah. It's Santa Cruz.
Now. Yeah.
Fuck.
That is so dope.
The old Mario.
They're doing a
couple different Marios. They got like a Donkey Kong, and they got one that's like the shooting game, the Duck Hunt.
Duck Hunt.
Yeah.
I love
so all
Hunt.
Three of those.
Just kidding. Who the hell liked Duck
now,
Hunt?
Doug,
boring.
Now, Doug, we just discussed this
the
other day.
You know.
So do you think that Vans has to pay?
Yeah, they do. This is officially licensed for Nintendo.
Come on, Adam.
So
oh
they
shit!
Definitely
they
have to pay for this.
They even get the Nintendo on the side of it. I wonder. Can we look into Nintendo, Doug? Please.
Yeah.
We should.
That'd
sure,
be awesome.
I'm sure they're going to be all
Nintendo
over.
And Star Wars.
Here's what I want.
Send that on our marketing girl. See if she can look up. I would love to do some shit like that.
You know what I would like on
me
the shirt?
Too.
No.
I would like the Kona.
You are never, remember we've discussed this, you're never allowed to come up with ideas.
This is why I wore this, because I knew you'd appreciate it.
Exactly, right?
Yeah. What are you talking about, bitch? I fucking like it too.
Yeah, but
hold on.
That's
hold
easy
on.
To follow my lead when I say I like it.
No, I said, Justin, I saw you outside.
No, you're right.
Adam.
He made a compliment.
Thank you.
Okay. Yes,
thank
I'll
give
you credit.
Listen, hear me out. A shirt that has the Konami code on it. Up, up, down, down, left, right. See? Isn't that a great idea?
Left, right.
Fuck everybody in this room.
Yeah,
except for you, Doug. You believe in me, Doug.
Let's start.
You believe in me.
Even Doug
always
is start,
Doug.
Even Doug is starting to question your ability.
My style.
Yeah, with this shirt. Sal comes up with like a new shirt every day, and I'm like, yeah, we'll get to that one. Yeah, we'll get
you
to
know
it.
That's why we highlight it when he gets it right.
Yeah,
you know what I mean? That's like one episode. Yeah, right.
Listen, I come. I have good ideas. You guys
have
to design the shirt.
Yeah.
This is it.
Or
this
something
is,
like that.
This
is our strength.
Well, you know what? Maybe one of your ideas get through, because we may do a stuffed animal, because he's been putting a lot of pressure for the stuffed animal to get
through. My kid wants one, dude. You're going to fucking...
It's going to be $50.
You're going to crush a little girl
for a tiny little stuffed animal, just so you know, if anybody's interested.
Okay, a stuffed Mad Mike that hangs around your freaking rearview mirror. Yeah. It's a thing. I bet you it will become
it
a
would.
Thing. Yes.
I'll make gold chains with it on it too. I mean, it's
oh my
demand,
god! Bro. I would
know,
fucking buy
right?
a gold medallion.
I would get a bunch of them. So I'm like Mr. T.
I wouldn't go that far.
I'm a firm believer in history repeats itself. Trends come back around. You know,
Let's start the gold chain on gold chain on gold chain on gold chain.
I just don't see dice.
The fuzzy stuff
dice
from
yeah, fuzzy dice in the mirrors trend starting anytime soon if it's coming back.
You don't see that?
No, I don't. No, and I don't know if our Mad Mike is going to be the thing
to start.
It's
a visual hazard, actually.
I'm disappointed in you, Adam. You know why? Let me tell you why I'm disappointed. You are the trend maker. So you're waiting for someone else? Yeah. That's fine. Yeah. We'll just copy someone else.
Well, give me your stuff.
Mad Mike will take
give
off.
Give me your stuff. Yeah, we'll put it in. Right. We'll rock in the
Bro,
Mero.
You start working out with that shit around your neck, with little stuffed animal Mad Mike, you'll see every physique competitor will start wearing it. Yeah. You'll see, bro.
You know,
super cute.
I have
I'm yelling at you.
I have to say what's up to a lot of people lately, and I appreciate it, and I like how it's been.
Sound like you're starting a radio show. Like, I'm gonna do a shout out right now.
But I would do a shout out if I remembered everyone's name, but I don't. Lately, remember when we first started this? Not when we first started, but early on in the early episodes, I'd talk about, like, you could tell when people were like listening, but then they want to say hi, and then they were like looking down at their phone and then looking over at you. I get this awkward feeling in the gym a lot.
Yeah,
more and more people now are coming up and saying hi.
Oh, that's good.
Introducing themselves and telling me that they're a fan. Nice.
Good job.
I do. I like that.
It's a lot less awkward.
And I feel like we can look at each other and give a head nod now because we know each other and we've introduced ourselves versus this awkward staring at each other across the gym. Like, is that motherfucker staring at me? I wonder why he's staring at me right now. Mm-hmm. Oh, I wonder if he's listening to mine. I wonder why he didn't just say hi.
Because your shoe had really short shorts on, and the head.
And then they're
going to
start with the back rubs. Watch out.
The back rubs.
That's how it progresses, dude.
I don't care who you are. If you come up to me,
you just come from mine. You start randomly. Back
if you just start giving me a back rub,
you get into it. You're like, I mean, this is creepy.
I'll let you.
But
I don't know.
I'll forgive you.
Nothing below the waist.
Hey, when I was at your gym that one time, that girl just came out of nowhere and just started.
Dude, I was telling me about that.
Bro, I'm sitting on the bench. I'm like, Sal and I are like mid conversation, and we're like talking business. So it was like, this is what we got to do. Oh, bro, that'd be great. And she walks up behind me, big Russian lady, and just puts hands on me right away.
Bro.
Grabs her claws right into my traps. And I was like, ooh. Yeah, she was like a Helga, totally.
Awesome. Bro, if you were to picture the stereotype of a painful massage therapist, like in a comedy movie, like, I'm going to get, me and my buddy are going to get
like
massages.
Bond.
And then
100%
like,
that's her.
Exactly. Like a hot one comes out for one guy and the other guy's like waiting, and then this freaking big ass like Russian with like, I will massage you. That's her.
Yeah.
Very nice lady. Very sweet lady.
I will break you.
She does not understand personal space at all.
Awesome.
At all, dude. Yeah. It doesn't matter. I'll be with a client.
No, we were
in the culture.
She doesn't say shit. She just walks up to you and we'll just start.
All right.
And it's not like a normal massage.
No.
She's fucking shit up.
She literally came over
and she'll twist your neck
so
and shit.
Weird.
We were in deep conversation
like
about
assault.
Business going back and forth. There was no moment of silence. There was no
it wasn't like she introduced herself.
Did
she
give her any fake moans or anything?
No,
or
what she did do, I was like mid conversation with someone, I was like, oh, and then it was like, oh, and I was like, I was like, okay. And then I'm like, stop the conversation with Sal. Now I'm into this massage. Now, like, okay.
All right,
shit.
Lower.
Oh, yeah, that's
lower,
tight
lower,
right
lower.
There.
She
oh.
went too far, though, with the finger
little
up
less,
the butt.
Little less.
That's when I was like, no.
Yeah, I was like, no. Only Sal likes that.
Only.
Yeah.
And then his whole
just because
goo comes.
Not all of us fitness guys are into that.
It's got to be the thumb.
Oh, my God.
No, but she does that to people all the time. And I'm like, it's awkward because you tell her to stop, but she doesn't fucking stop. She was doing it to one of my clients the other day, and my client's just kind of looking at me like, save me. And I'm like, I said, no, we're in the middle of sex.
That's aggressive.
You can stop now. And she's like, oh, okay, boom. Yeah. She keeps doing it. I'm like, well, I don't know what to say at this
she's
point.
Lacking.
You're afraid.
Well, she's got strong hands, dude.
Yeah.
She gets a grip of you. She will, like, it feels to me like if she grabbed me by the chest with one hand, she could rip like a chunk of my pec off.
Well, I almost
like a chimp. Wow.
I almost feel like that's part of what she's doing too. She's kind of like, she does it in this manner.
She's a closer.
Where she's like talking and like like she's not paying attention to you, but she's wrenching down on you, but she does it with this ease.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
No, it's almost like to show her strength off.
She's a closer, bro.
Like, yes, little boy. If I get you on my table, imagine what I'll do
to you.
You
can't handle.
Imagine I can do this with one hand while I talk to your friend about stupid jokes. Imagine if I put both my hands in you and put you on the table, what I could do to you.
I grab and squeeze the tip off.
That's what she's saying through her hands.
I grab it till it explodes like balloon.
I'll take that challenge.
Yeah. It's coming fast.
It's here.
It's the motherfucking quaw.
The eagle has landed.
Quee quaw.
Ooh, that was.
Ooh, all right. We got them all in.
That might have been one of my.
That was beautiful.
We got them all in.
That might have been my favorite.
I like that one.
That was good.
Mr. JBZ, how do you know if you have metabolic jibs.
How do you read the white words?
I can't even write my own, read my own writing. I left a word out. How do you know if you have metabolic damage and how do you fix it?
Symptoms of metabolic damage. Let's see.
Not getting sexier.
Yep. No. One of the main symptoms, and it's kind of vague, is that you are eating very, very low calories. You're expending a lot of energy, and nothing is happening. You're just maintaining. So, you know, you're a woman, and you have to eat, you know, 1,000 calories, and you're working out every single day, and you're just not getting leaner, and you can't figure out why. Then there might be some metabolic damage going on. Same thing for a man, you know, if he's eating like 1,500 calories. I've seen guys who will be down to 1,300 calories and just won't lose any more.
Well, these are the hardest clients to help because normally what's happened is they've pushed their body so far. Normally, if you have metabolic damage, you didn't just like wake up and have it, right? You're not somebody.
No, you've trained your body to have.
Yeah, exactly. You don't have just a bad metabolism. So that's your first sign. So if you think you have metabolic damage and you haven't really done anything to damage anything,
you're probably just not active.
Yeah, exactly. it's typically those that have, you know, yo-yo diet a bajillion times. They are pushing their bodies to extremes. They are eating like Sal said,
cardioing their way to everything.
Yes, cardio, bajillion steps. They're running like crazy, and they're eating less and less.
And they're always worried. You know that they're overweight.
Yes.
Yeah, they're always stressing. Worried about it.
Every time they eat a little bit more, they're stressing about what they eat. So, yes, it's a very good point. High stress job. These are all signs normally of someone who could possibly potentially have it. But I get a lot of people now that we've been throwing the word around.
Yeah.
They're like, oh, I must have metabolic. No, bitch, you just eat a lot of fucking cheesecake. That's what's wrong. That has nothing to do with.
Well, I mean, real metabolic damage is, what do they call it? Adaptive thermogenesis, right? It's just your body literally slowing itself down to adapt to the high caloric demand and the low caloric intake. It's learning to be efficient. And here's the thing. There's two ways you can increase the caloric demand on your body. One is through activity, which is what happens through metabolic damage, where you're just moving as much as possible. And the other is through increased active tissue, like muscle. If I increase my caloric, you know, burn because I have more muscle, that does the opposite of metabolic damage. It actually increases or speeds up my metabolism. So this is one of the best remedies for this is to lift weights and to lift weights properly. But this is the scenario that a lot of these Biggest Loser contestants are in that they just recently talked about where they would go on these sub-calorie diets and they'd beat the hell out of themselves. And just to maintain their weight, they'd eat like 1,000 calories and work out 2 hours a day just to maintain their, you know, one of the men, I think, was 185, 190 pounds. He was eating like close to 1,000 calories a day and doing 2 hours of working out a day to do that, to maintain that, which is insane. And the body hasn't.
We're not losing. That means we need to drop calories even more. There's only so far you can go.
And your body has an amazing ability to adapt. It's interesting when they find people, you know, prisoners of war and POW camps. These POWs will survive off so little calories, the ones that do survive, because, of course, they're being tortured. They feed them very little. They'll survive off of hundreds of calories a day or less. And, of course, they look like they've only been eating a few hundred calories, but the body has adapted to slow itself down to the point where they can survive. That's, to much less degree, what your body's doing with metabolic damage. Here's some other signs. Constantly cold hands or feet. Fluctuations in body temperature. If you find yourself always being cold is one. That's a big one. Difficulty sleeping. Always really sweaty palms or always feeling very nervous or anxious. These are all signs of metabolic damage. But like Adam was saying, I think a lot of people...
Got all itchy all of a sudden. Is that normal?
only when you don't wear a condom. Yeah.
A lot of people think they have it. And I think what's really common that I come across when I see is somebody who, you know, oh, I eat hardly anything. You know, I only eat this many calories and I can't lose weight, this or that. But what they do is they eat low for, you know, a majority of their week. And then they have like this day where they fall off, where they drink alcohol and they, you know, have dessert and they overconsume like crazy. And what's killer about these people is you spend 90% of your time in this you know, caloric deficit, and you start to make your body probably really sensitive to carbs, because more than likely you're, you know, if you're super low calorie, you're probably staying away from a lot of sugar, high calorie dense foods, and you're staying low, and then all of a sudden you fall off the wagon and you overindulge. Well, overindulge is, you know, to eat 3,000 calories is not hard, especially if you're eating and drinking. You know, if you're drinking your calories, you can easily
it's
go
a
through
piece of cake, literally.
And if you're somebody who has now got your body used to only consuming 1,000 calories, and you don't hardly consume any carbohydrates, and then you overconsume like that, you're just super, super sensitive to it, and you've just...
And it's just, it's also just the total calories. I mean, if you're eating low calories Monday through Friday, but Saturday, Sunday, they're high calories, your average comes out to maintenance or above maintenance. Metabolic damage, on the other hand, is a real phenomenon. It's actually relatively rare. I've only seen a few people with this condition. And these are people who, like I said, they work out a lot. I had one lady who would run every single day. She'd run between 2 to 5 miles every day. She would lift weights every day. She would do yoga, you know, a few days a week. She would do Pilates a few days a week. She was like hyperactive, and she would track her food intake on a daily basis, and her calories were something like 1,300 calories a day. And she wasn't overweight, you know, but she wasn't lean, not very lean. And she couldn't figure out why she couldn't get very lean. And her answer was more activity, less food, until the point where, I mean, eventually...
Couldn't go any further.
You can't go any further. And I remember talking to her specifically. These are very difficult clients because you have to convince them that they're not going to progress, or they might even gain some body fat, and it might take 6 months. Yeah. Or maybe even a year before you get them out of this condition, because it could take a while.
Well, I think we've actually, you know, or at least I've gotten feedback, and I know I've coached a handful of people. I have somebody right now that has.
Was she an ex competitor?
No. Okay. This one isn't. I have had that though,
because I'm sure it's more common in that world.
It is. It is common. It's actually a little bit easier to rebound those people. The harder ones are like the girl that I have recently right now, who's, you know, 185 to 190 pounds, and she is eating 900 calories a day, and she takes a high intensity class like Orange Theory 6 days a week. So that, right, and then she's stepping 15 to 20,000 steps a day. So she's got high NEAT. She moves.
Her body has become so slow. Metabolism so slow.
And she's
so scared, I'm sure, of like cutting days out.
Oh yeah, you know, the start
movement goes.
Yeah, the start was, and I guess the next part of this question is how you fix this. So yeah. I'll just tell you exactly what I start with her is, you know, okay, I allow her still to go to the gym the 7 days that she's going, but now we don't run, we walk.
Right.
You know, we walk. We're working on more
slowly bringing her out.
Yeah, slowly. I can't take somebody who's 7 days a week eating 900, because if I do that, then she starts putting on pounds every single day.
Yeah.
So although I have told her that is not a concern of mine, I do not care about your weight going up 5 or 10 pounds or not. Right now, we are trying to get healthy. Mm-hmm. Right now, we have got to get a healthy body. You know, and it's just like I love using a car analogy with stuff like this, because, you know, there's so many parts to a car that, you know, the average people think of. They look at the outside, the exterior of it, but the it's got to run, right? And there's so many things that go into the engine to make it run. And an engine will still run even with all these other parts fucked up, but it doesn't run efficiently. And that's how our body is, how our metabolism is. Like, you, of course, you're walking, you're alive, you're not dead, so you're running. You know what I'm saying? The car is running, but very inefficiently, because all the other shit, the timing is all off. There's no oil in it. You know, you're running on the wrong fuel. Like, all these things, you're pushing, you're redlining it everywhere you go. You're shifting in the wrong, you know what I'm saying? You're doing all the things, everything you possibly can to destroy that car, but it's still trucking along for you. That's like somebody with metabolic damage. They've just got all these little things going on that we need to do, and stress and... is a huge part in their sleep. And, you know, even like I feel there's a lot of psychology that goes into these clients too, as far as, you know, where their mental state is, and keeping them in a positive mentality and a different focus other than being so...
You have to redirect all that energy, because it's a lot of work and energy focused on that. And it's like, you know, like you can understand, you know, why they're so passionate about it, because it's like, you know, initially that worked, you know, like that was an answer. And then it just got out of control, and it just became this obsession.
And the problem is that these clients want harder workouts. That's what they want.
Yeah.
They want that, because there is a little bit of an addictive quality.
It takes a very good trainer to talk to this person. It's very challenging, because of course they hire you because they've already tried this a million times themselves, and they've gotten them to where they're at now. And now they finally said, fuck it, I'm going to spend the money to hire this expensive guy. Then they get you, and then they tell you what you tell them what they don't want to hear. So, you know, you have to know what you're talking about and feel confident about what you're doing. Because I will tell you this, when you do, you know, figure this out and you do help someone like this, it's probably one of the most rewarding people to help out, because, you know, getting someone just to lose 15 or 20 pounds, you know, that's one thing. And don't get me wrong, that's exciting for people to take them to a place they've never been physically, but you know, somebody who's in that, in metabolic damage, like they,
it's a hopeless condition.
It is.
They feel hopeless. They feel like no matter what they do, they can't get leaner.
Isn't working. Yeah.
No, you slowly back them out of that intensity. You focus on building strength, getting healthy, and you slowly increase their calories, which a lot of them don't want to do.
Well, right now, the person I'm talking about, you know, we've been going for months now, you know, months. And, you know, no weight is coming off. In fact, you know, it fluctuate between 3 and 5 up. But where we are at is we're consuming 1,300 some calories and we walk.
That's
excellent. We don't run. You know what I'm saying? Like that, and teaching them, getting them to understand, that's a huge victory. Like, we are winning. You're working less and you're eating more. You know, you're putting way less stress on the body and it's not putting
you're,
on
you're going on the way to getting yourself out
so,
of this.
So, you know, you have to learn to celebrate different things. The focus is totally different. So it's a journey for sure.
TaylorMade78 is asking about a friend who has early stage 3 kidney failure, apparently out of 5, if protein shakes are okay.
Mm. The doctor told him that he can't take shakes because of the stage 3 out of 5 kidney failure.
Yeah, well, so
it's processed, right?
Here's the thing. It's not that it's necessarily processed. It's that they're afraid of the excess protein. So the kidneys filter out filter protein, and eating a lot of protein does place more demand on the kidneys. Now, studies have been done, if you're a healthy individual, studies have been done on a relatively high protein diets, and they're perfectly fine with the kidneys. No studies have been done on the ridiculous protein intakes that some of these people recommend in the fitness social media world, like 2 grams per pound of body weight. That is likely to stress the kidneys. That being said, when it comes to kidney disease, I believe in the early stages, they want you to eat more protein because your inability to utilize it. And that towards the end, they want you to reduce your protein intake because your kidney's inability to filter it out. But with a case like this, I would 100% listen to what the doctor says, because this is
thank you for saying that.
Yeah. This is
I was going to get around it. I'm like, why? Like, what did the doctor say that, like, they have to ask this to us? Because, like, that's who you should be listening to all the time first.
Yeah.
Especially in a
case
like
this. Well, I
feel
like where he's searching.
Exactly. I know where you're going, Adam.
Yeah. I feel like what he's searching for is, I think he wants the us to give them the okay,
like,
that
verified.
You can still keep taking your protein shakes if you're following all the things that we say, 0.6 or 0.8 grams. But I mean, fuck, at this point, to me, your kidneys are so important.
Yeah.
That supersedes everything else. If there was ever a time that you should be really busting your ass to get all whole natural foods,
right,
to try and get your body working.
Healing mindset versus, like, performance.
Yeah, you don't want to be taking anything fake. Anything in a wrapper or in a bottle that's processed at all, I would not be. I want what my body wants.
Well,
man.
It's funny too.
Whole natural foods.
Exactly. And it's funny because with kidney, like healthy kidneys, it's like drink lots of water. It's good for your kidneys. At certain stages of kidney failure, you don't want to pound the water because your kidneys have issues filtering it and you can cause problems. So a lot of the advice that we know is good for the health of the kidneys then changes or doesn't apply to people in kidney disease, like eating a relatively high protein diet, perfectly fine if you have healthy kidneys. In kidney disease, you gotta listen to your doctor. But I think the doctor is making the recommendation on protein shakes because protein shakes are typically in addition to food. So adding what you're asking the doctor in essence is, hey doc, I have stage 3 kidney disease or kidney failure. Can I take extra protein? This is what you're asking the doctor. And the doctor is telling you, no extra protein, just stick to the protein that's in your food. I don't think the doctor is saying anything because of the fact that it's processed. I know Western medicine doesn't really talk about that yet. I mean, for fuck's sake, when it comes to, they have weight loss shakes that doctors give people now, or you're just to drink these shakes all day long. So
you're right. He's probably thinking it's just an excess.
It's just excess protein. Mm-hmm. So, and the other thing too is you don't want to. I wouldn't supplement with anything that gets filtered through the kidneys, including creatine. Creatine.
Anything.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, at this point, you got something. You got your kidneys failing. Like,
yeah.
At this point,
you want it to go through the natural process of digestion and like, be able to give your body a chance to process everything properly.
Just don't want to overburden it.
Yeah. Yeah.
Jake X Walker is asking what your stance is on fat burners that science has shown effective. In other words, ones like caffeine, sinephrine, and Yohimbe.
So here's, let me tell you, this question's
funny.
It was
directed towards you too.
I know. Here's what's funny about this question. The first part is, what's your stance on fat burners that science has shown effective? Effective for what?
Yeah.
Okay. Effective for increased lipolysis in vitro and animal studies. Like, here's what I want to see from a fat burner to show that it's effective. We took all these people. We have a control group. It's double, you know, it's placebo control, double blind, and it's a large sample size, and the people that took the fat burner lost on average, and don't use percentages, I want to see real numbers, on average 5 more pounds of body fat. Because usually what they'll do is they'll be like, 15% more body fat. Do you know what that means, 15%? If group one lost 1 pound, yeah, that means group two lost like, what, 1.15 or whatever?
Yeah.
So fat burners being effective, no. I mean, they're really not that effective. Caffeine, Sinifrim, Yohimbe, these are all central nervous stimulants.
This is what drives me crazy about these questions too, is that all those things, like Sal was just getting at, affects your central nervous system. All the studies that are going to show anything that affects your central nervous system, anything that ramps up your heart rate, is in turn going to burn more calories. Yeah. If I can make the argument,
stimulating movement is, yes, really all that is.
If I can make the argument that something is that you take and will actually stimulate more calorie expenditure, and we're talking on a very low level because you're talking about it raising your heart rate at the smallest increment, but because it does, I can now take that and extract that information and say that it's a fat burner, because in turn, if it helps you burn more calories, it could create a deficit, which then in turn could help you burn fat.
And
that's where they all stand by,
right,
that.
And what Justin just said was, he hit the nail on the head. I don't even know if you realize you did, because with fat burners, they will show in some studies that people who took this fat burner burned an extra 200 calories a day. It's not the fat burner that burned it. It's the fact that they have more energy.
Yeah.
So like, if I give people a bunch of coffee, they're more likely to get up and move.
That's
what's really working. So do fat burners give you, you know, energy? Yes. Can more energy help you burn body fat? Yes. Here's the caveat, however. Hammering the central nervous system with central nervous system stimulants means that your body, in a very short period of time, will adapt. It will release less catecholamine, you know, chemicals that these central nervous system stimulants stimulate the release of. It will slow itself down to where you're now normal, right, while taking the central nervous system stimulant.
Build up a tolerance.
Exactly. This is one of the reasons why, and this is, by the way, it's not a legal substance, but it is a proven fat burner, and bodybuilders and physique athletes and bikini competitors use it, is clenbuterol. Clenbuterol does stimulate the central nervous system. It does attach to certain receptors in the body, but it's effective for about 2 weeks. After that,
and it's illegal.
Yeah, and it's illegal. After that, it stops working because your body starts to shut down receptors that it's stimulating. And then when people go off, they have this rebound, because now your body has to sense that now it's getting less of this chemical. Oop, we got to open those receptors back up. And so the effect is nil. It's flat. I personally will recommend people can take a little caffeine before the workout, but it's not for the fat burning effects. It's for the energy effects.
Yeah.
Other than that, I mean, no. I mean, ephedra, good old fashioned ephedra. Yeah. Ephedra is not closely related, but it's similar to clenbuterol in that sense. But again, even if you took ephedra, you would get these great energy effects after 1 week, 2 weeks, and then you wouldn't really get much out of it. This is why people drink coffee and need more and more coffee to get the same buzz.
Yeah.
Or if they don't drink coffee, they feel like shit. Now. Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
I'm kind of at that point.
Yeah. One of the best things you could do, by the way, if you're like drink tons of coffee and your body is now become addicted.
Drink tea.
It is literally addicted to caffeine. It changes the way it operates so that now you need this caffeine to maintain a certain level of normal. That's why people say, if I don't get my coffee,
I get headaches.
Yeah. It's withdrawal. Yeah. That is classic withdrawal symptoms. Like if you stop heroin or stop cigarettes.
Okay, right. That's enough.
It's what you do. Lower your intake, slowly, gradually lower your intake over the course of days or weeks to where you're drinking half or one third of the amount of coffee, and then start to ramp it back up, and boom, coffee's got its magic again.
It's beautiful.
And it is.
I do that a lot, actually.
Do you really?
Yeah.
And all of a sudden, it's like, yeah!
I'm at like the 3 coffee day, you know, limit right now.
Are you?
Yeah.
How is that?
Add shots in all of them.
How far do you go before you think you need to pull back?
Oh, I'll probably go like 5, and I'm like, whoa, this is too many.
Jesus
Christ. I'm probably up there with Justin.
I'll go back down.
Really? One. Yeah, both you guys suck down caffeine like it's air.
I love it.
I'm drinking on a slow day. I'm drinking two of those nitro cans,
and those are potent.
Yeah,
because each night I think
250 each.
250 milligrams.
Easily chug those. Like, at least probably five of those.
That's what's killing me right now is that they're so small. So they're like at least if I were to go to Starbucks and get a cold brew or something like that, I could suck down a big, large, tall one. Where these little things, man, I take those like shots. Yeah, so
I know. What I do is I for some reason coffee I can do it for a while, then I have to go off, and it gives me more side effects than if I just took caffeine. Sometimes if I take just plain caffeine with theanine, the amino acid theanine, I'll get a nice even buzz because the theanine is kind of like anti-anxiety, and so I get this nice balance. Well, but I'm very sensitive to it. You guys are not. Like,
well, I do all this with all these. I mean, I've always been good. Any drugs that I put in my body or anything I put in there that I take on a regular basis, mm-hmm. I always know to wing myself off. Yeah. I mean, because you're silly not to, because that's
a little less Viagra.
I don't care. Even something like that. I mean, I don't care what we're talking about. The body is that's why I always say the body is an adaptation machine. It's crazy. It does not matter.
It's always trying to reach normal.
It is. And if whatever you do to it on a regular basis, it gonna figure that shit out. You know, and that's if you want the same response you got the very first time that you tried or took something like that, then the best thing you possibly could do is to take yourself off of it for a while and then reintroduce it again.
Mm-hmm.
It's also a boner machine. Hope Granger is asking, if you wake up at midnight with the munchies, does this mean you need to eat more food?
No. No.
I think
this is a perfect person. So I'm going to recommend.
This is a stoner question.
You know, I haven't done this before. I'm going to just directly recommend intermittent fasting guide for you.
Yeah.
You should read the intermittent fasting guide. Jack this is the perfect person for this. No.
I've never done this before, by the way. I know what people I've never woke
up. I've set my alarm to do it.
I did it because I thought I'd gain weight from it.
Yeah, so did
I. But I've never woke up in the middle of the night and be like, fuck, I need to eat some food right now. It never happened to me. It's so weird. Really? I wake up and I'm like, I need to go back to sleep.
You know what I remember? Like, you know, 300 Gerard Butler or whatever? Like, they had this whole breakdown of like his like workout program. And like,
oh,
they would wake him up at like 3 a.m. to drink like protein shakes and shit.
I heard that.
That's yeah, right? You hear that too? Shit.
Yeah, yeah.
It makes me so mad.
It makes me think of
when
this.
Hollywood hires shit trainers
to
tell their actors what to do, and they give them shit advice.
Bro, we just saw
makes me so angry.
The Rock
is so dumb.
The Rock hired Hani Ramrod, dude.
Son of a bitch.
Are you fucking kidding me right
God
now?
God damn it.
When are we gonna get our break, dude? Are you kidding me right now? Like that's so crazy.
Hey, The Rock. Like, we'll take care of you, my brother.
Yeah, no shit.
We got you.
We'll make you more yoked-er.
Yeah. Yeah. That's totally possible.
No, I mean, hunger, craving. Okay, so munchies to me sounds like cravings.
Yeah.
Cravings can be indicative of psychological, there's a psychological component. Like, for example, when I go to the movies, I have a craving for popcorn. Or I'm bored, I have a craving for something. Sweet if I'm depressed, for example. It could also be an indicative of a nutrient deficiency. Magnesium deficiencies tend to cause cravings. And I was actually just this weekend reading an article on how magnesium deficiencies are much more common in the modern world than they used to be because of the depletion of the food and things like caffeine and certain substances that we consume regularly tend to have us excrete lots of magnesium or get rid of lots of magnesium. Straight up hunger, it can definitely mean your calories are too low. If you're trying to burn body fat, that might happen. But I don't know. Waking up in the middle of the night.
Yeah, wouldn't you think too? Like, I don't know what time this person eats dinner or anything, but like, wouldn't you think about moving that back a bit?
Excellent.
You know,
as
a tip.
Excellent idea. Like for me, when I fast throughout the day. It's easier for me because I'm working and busy. And then at night when I've kind of got nothing to do, that's when I have my big meal. If I reverse that, even if I felt the same, it wouldn't work as well. If I had to eat a big meal when I was busy and then at night when I have nothing to do, like, oh, this is when I fast, this isn't going to work.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? But yeah, fasting guide shows all that.
Well, and it teaches you, too, to be okay with being hungry. Like, if you had a meal at 6 or 7 p.m. at night, you're not dying of hunger by not getting up in the middle of the night. You're not going to die of hunger if you don't eat the whole next day. You're fine. Like,
you know how many people
drinking water helps with that.
Thank you, Justin. You know how many people are hungry because they're thirsty?
Yep.
It's true. Like, drink a bunch of water and watch what happens. Cold glass of water really help.
Chai City Fitness.
I was going to say Orcum, but I didn't.
What?
You did.
What? Oops, I said it. No.
What is that?
I have no idea. All right, Chai City Fitness.
Almost time to wrap this up. He's on one.
Yeah, I guess. If you had to pick an actor to play you in a movie, who would it be and why?
Well, fuck. You already know who you're going to do.
Who am I going to pick?
Well, you've only seen one movie.
What do you mean? Bro, Sylvester Stallone.
Your boy.
I'm sorry, you've seen six.
He's too old to play me, stupid. How would he play me? He's too old.
No, I don't think we're going based off of age. And look, I think it's more like who's your...
That would be horrible casting. Like, Sal does not look that old. What is wrong with you?
I'm still jock.
You got to think of someone who could kind of play you. You know what I'm saying? Like, I got my guy.
Let's hear it then.
Let's hear it.
I think James Franco. James Franco.
Okay.
James Franco.
He said he's in love with him. Remember that episode?
Yeah, he does. He's got a man crush. You see how excited he was to say it to?
I don't know. I don't know. Maybe like James Franco.
I've actually thought about this, actually.
Maybe.
Hey, James, if you're listening.
Yeah.
No, he's because he's got the... I think he's Italian, obviously. He's got a little bit of that look.
Well, he's smart and, as hell.
Oh, that's very nice. Thank you. I appreciate that. But
that's why I don't see the relation.
Dick.
He's really reaching on that one.
I'm kind of quirky. I don't know. I think he can play. I think he's cool. Right,
okay.
The other one would be who's the actor that played Superman in Batman versus Superman?
What
the fuck's his name?
You think you're Superman?
No, but he's just a stud. Like, fuck, that'd be awesome.
That guy's handsome as hell. Are you serious?
He's like that.
Are you serious?
He's
super, I don't know. He's like the most handsome guy ever, right?
I know.
Yeah.
I was
totally going to play me.
If they picked me, if they picked that as me, I'd be like, fuck.
Yeah, what is that guy's name?
Like, I don't
know.
Is that handsome? What's his name?
Guy's all chiseled.
Adam, I expect
like,
you to know.
Square jawed out. And
Christian
everything.
Bale?
No, that's fucking Batman, dude.
Is that what you just said? Batman?
Batman versus Superman. Who's the guy that played?
Superman?
Yeah, it's the same guy that played the Superman, the previous Superman.
He's like the best looking dude I've ever seen on
ridiculous.
TV.
Ridiculous.
Yeah, it doesn't make any sense.
It's like, and he picked him. Listen to this guy.
Henry,
I love this.
Henry Cavill.
Oh, yes.
Henry Cavill. This fucking dude. Look at
this. This is fun.
Look at this
Who's
dude right
guy,
here.
Adam?
Look at that. Adam.
Oh, he's handsome.
You would,
right?
Listen.
Yeah.
It's ridiculous.
Listen, how much to go gay for him?
Dude.
Not that much.
No, not
nearly
all,
as much as it
not
would be
at
normally.
All, actually.
If I could just try the cape on, that's it.
I hate that. I hate that when there's people that good looking in the world.
Yeah.
That's
you know,
and they're not women. Do you know what I mean?
He's probably 5'7" and photoshopped like a motherfucker. When you
no, I hate to tell you this, bro. He's tall as fuck and buffed.
He's yacked.
Yeah.
Oh no, I remember when they were
pretty irritating.
I do remember when they're doing his training. His training for it. I do remember seeing him.
He's legit.
Who would I be? Let's see. Or who would be me? Who would play me? Jesus, dude, I don't know about this, man.
Jesus, that's a good call.
Wow.
Can I pick The Rock?
Just hit the.
The Rock?
Yeah. Why not?
Dude, you guys are crazy.
You totally look like a Samoan. Like Samoan. Yeah.
Okay, I was gonna say something like a Christian Bale, but he's too wiry and skinny. You know, I got a little more meat.
He's kind of small.
Yeah, I mean, help me out here, dude.
Fuck, Henry Cavill's
6'1". I don't know.
Can I say who I'd like to be me?
Yeah, of course. That's what we're playing here, dude.
You know, I mean,
you're like Vin Diesel, dude.
Okay,
a little bit.
That's kind of like a fatter version of Rock,
I guess.
Two bald guys.
He's buff years, bro. He's buff years.
Yeah, I just
he had some.
You're not there yet, bro. They're both bald.
Or maybe Ben Affleck.
Who?
Oh yeah, you're Affleck.
Wait,
dude,
why are you guys saying it like that? It's not the Affleck. Fucking insurance. Isn't it Affleck? Ben Affleck?
Yeah.
Affleck.
Yeah.
Whatever.
Like Ben Affleck in what's the one with where he played the brother to Good Will Hunting in Good Will Hunting.
Yeah.
So you wouldn't just want. Hold on a second. You're getting very specific here. Yeah. You don't want
to
want just Ben Affleck.
No, he wants
you
to
want Ben Affleck
movie.
In a specific era of time.
That look, that personality.
Was he too silver now for you? Is that?
Yeah. And he's kind of gone soft now. He does like kind of pussy movies.
Well, he was Batman.
You're him in Daredevil. Ha ha.
I haven't seen that yet. Is
horrible
he a badass
movie.
In there? Is it? I've heard
it
mixed reviews.
Worst review. Movie I've ever seen.
I've heard mixed reviews.
No, it was stupid.
Yeah. It was terrible.
You know what movie I watched?
I love those comics and that was terrible.
You know what movie I watched this weekend that was good?
What?
Warcraft.
Really?
Yeah, I thought it would be stupid. My kid wanted to watch it.
I wish I could make fun of you for
so
that.
So I watched it and I was like, not bad.
I'm down with
this
that.
This is pretty good. I never played Warcraft or anything. It's pretty good.
It's nerdy.
Justin, who's going to play you in a movie, Justin?
What's his name? Sam Worthington, maybe?
Sam Worthington? Who's that?
He's the Avatar guy and he was...
You want to be an Avatar? Avatar?
No, I don't because...
Wait a minute. I know what you're talking about.
To me, like...
That does look like Justin.
I just feel like he kind of looks like me. I don't feel like I have the personality
name?
Of him at all.
Bro, that is exactly who would fucking play you.
Worthington with
look
a
at this.
W.
That's fucking Justin right there.
Oh, that is you.
Damn. That's almost as good as mine.
Somebody had told me that one time. I was like, oh, yeah, I like that guy.
That's almost as good as mine.
No, I think... What was his name? Edward Norton, I think, as an actor would be awesome. Like, when he was yacked.
American History X.
Except I'm not down with all
that. Oh, what about, you know what?
He's too narrow to be you, dude.
Yes.
He doesn't have the same.
I just like that he's that caliber actor, though. You know what I mean? If you want somebody to play you, like, he's legit.
I wouldn't mind having Hugh Jackman play me.
There you go. Yeah, that'd be a good pick.
He's more likely to play me, though.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah, you think so? He is. Yeah, if you look at him. Have you guys seen Les Miserables, where he's in it? Have you seen that movie?
No, I haven't.
You never seen that fucking movie? No. Have you seen that movie, Justin?
Les Miserables. I heard it was decent.
Can I say something?
You know,
I'm going to get real vulnerable right now on Mind Pump.
I've seen the play, but
it is one of the
only
movies that made me tear up. I'm not even joking right now.
Okay,
there's that scene with, what's the girl's name that's in it? Fuck, she's, gosh damn it. I can't remember her name. It's not Natalie Portman. It's the other girl that looks like her a little bit.
You know what? I'm glad you don't know, because I was getting a little more disappointed that you know more about
Broadway.
Yeah,
it's the movie.
It's the Broadway.
Anne Hathaway.
They turned into
there's
a movie.
There's a scene with Anne Hathaway where she's singing and crying, and it's fucking powerful, dude. And you know what? You guys watch it. I want you guys to watch it with me, because I want to see how you guys react. Act like
that. Have you seen that South Park episode where they go watch Broadway plays and the whole time they're like doing these like little like subtle hints to like give your man a blowjob?
What?
Genius. For being
there. Yeah. So he like tries to create his own Broadway show.
You guys don't like musicals?
I mean,
West Side Story?
I've been to plays.
Crickets, bro.
Yeah.
You don't like that shit?
No, I mean, it's.
Well, what do you mean?
I have to admit that on air.
Why? What's wrong with it?
I'm just saying,
I love them.
I mean, it's...
I don't love them.
Right. I would take
my girl to...
Like, I'll go and see it.
Yes, I would take my girl to a popular play. There are some very good plays out there.
I like 100%. How you buffer it. You, instead of saying I'd go, you're like, I'd take my girl.
Well, okay.
You go with me to go watch?
No way.
You're going to watch? Absolutely not.
What?
No way. Yeah.
Have you guys seen Mamma Mia?
You're crazy.
Doesn't matter.
It's so good.
I hear you. It's probably awesome, but like the fact that I would go with just you, that's not going to happen.
We're not going to hold hands and shit.
Doesn't matter. I would not go to a play with you.
That's
why.
I just wouldn't.
So if I bought you guys
tickets. There's certain things I wouldn't do with you, bro.
So you wouldn't do it for me. If I bought you tickets,
whoa,
I'm like,
no, wait, don't pull that
it's
card.
It's my birthday.
Seriously,
no,
dude?
No,
my,
no.
Guilt is into this?
My birthday gift is you guys come with me to watch Mamma Mia. You guys wouldn't go.
I would be suspect to what's
something
happening
about
after that.
Something about that whole sentence just sounds fucked up right
why?
There.
Why?
Just say that all
over.
Oh,
we're going to share Coke
bro,
now?
You just
is that
made
what
a,
you're
you just made a joke about having sex with Henry Cavill for his cape, but you can't.
Yeah,
but me saying, let's go watch Mamma Mia.
Like, you're no Henry Cavill, bro. And your camel asked me to go to Broadway. Like, all right, let's do this.
I see.
Let's fly there.
All right.
You know?
Yeah,
whatever.
I guess that makes sense.
Justin brings up a good point. I agree, man. And here's the thing: if you guilted us,
what about opera?
No,
God,
ballet.
None of those things.
I've seen
why
opera. Opera is artistic. Like that's something I would.
You know why? Because I guarantee, while opera or ballet is going, and you wanted to go do something, I guarantee there's a fucking baseball game or a basketball game going. I'd much rather go to.
Oh God!
Yeah,
that's what I think. Oh, I think they're at the same time your ballet show is going, and you say
I
would be.
You'd
like,
rather watch 100. Men. You'd rather watch men in fucking tights hitting a ball than women in tights fucking
Listen,
dancing.
You're the one that's showing us about Turkish wrestling with like olive oil all over them. And
dude, those guys are fucking
weird oil checks and stuff.
Those guys are tough.
Like bro. Yeah, they're tough. They grease each other up.
Yeah. Doug, you better get us out of here.
Dude, let's go.
Hey, go to mindpumpmedia.com. We have all of our programs available there right now, including our Build Your Butt bundle. That's the combination of Maps Red and Maps Black, 6 months of exercise programming. Also, don't forget to leave us a 5-star rating review on iTunes. You might win a free t-shirt. And check us out on Instagram at Mind Pump Radio. I'm at Mind Pump Sal. You can find Adam at Mind Pump Adam, Justin at Mind Pump Justin, and Doug at Mind Pump Doug.
Thank you for listening to Mind Pump. If your goal is to build and shape your body, dramatically improve your health and energy, and maximize your overall performance, check out our discounted RGB Super Bundle at mindpumpmedia.com. The RGB Super Bundle includes MAPS Anabolic, MAPS Performance, and MAPS Aesthetic, 9 months of phased expert exercise programming designed by Sal, Adam, and Justin to systematically transform the way your body looks, feels, and performs. With detailed workout blueprints and over 200 videos, the RGB Super Bundle is like having Sal, Adam, and Justin as your own personal trainers, but at a fraction of the price. The RGB Super Bundle has a full 30-day money-back guarantee, and you can get it now, plus other valuable free resources at mindpumpmedia.com. If you enjoy this show, please share the love by leaving us a 5-star rating and review on iTunes and by introducing Mind Pump to your friends and family. We thank you for your support, and until next time, this is Mind Pump.